Let's turn now to a developing story in Alaska. A crew is trying to get aboard a massive oil drilling rig that ran aground in the Gulf of Alaska. Workers have already been evacuated, and there is no risk of an oil spill here, but the rig is carrying thousands of gallons of diesel fuel. The rig is a key component of Shell Oil's controversial efforts to explore for oil in the Arctic Ocean. And joining us now with the latest on the situation in Alaska is NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. Richard, good morning, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
So this rig actually ran aground on Monday night. What's going on? What's happened since then?
Well, the good news, it's still upright in the water. And
I guess that's good news.
And as far as they can tell, and there is not diesel fuel leaking out of it right now. But they really have not been able to get close to really take a good look and determine the damage. They tried twice yesterday to fly people out by helicopter to land on the rig, but the weather there is just crazy. It was like 40-foot waves, 50-mile-an-hour winds with gusts higher than that. So the idea of landing somebody on a helicopter on this rig was, they said, forget about it. They hope the weather forecast is better today. They're hoping they'll be able to get people out onto that rig so they can actually assess the damage. But right now, they can only look at it from afar.
Okay, so no risk of injuries. Workers have been evacuated. People are trying to get aboard this thing to figure out exactly what's going on. You said no leak so far, which makes you think that there might not be any environmental damaged at this point, but what is the environmental risk and where is this? Is it in a sensitive area up there?
Well, fortunately, it's not in the Arctic Ocean, which was where this rig was drilling in the summertime. This is actually fairly close to Anchorage. It's in the Gulf of Alaska. And the good news there is there are much better resources. There's a Coast Guard facility. There are, tugboats, all sorts of other infrastructure there, so they can actually get to this and really try to deal with this problem. So that's the good news. But Alaska wildlife officials are concerned because there are endangered species out there, including an endangered seal. And, of course, Alaska cares a great deal about its fisheries, salmon and so on, and their native village is not too far from there. And so there are a whole pile of concerns. But, again, this is not an oil tanker full of oil. This is an oil rig that has 140,000 gallons of diesel fuel, which is, no fuel is good to spill, but it's a relatively small quantity, and it's not nearly as bad as crude oil.
An important distinction to make, it sounds like. To take us back to Monday night, I mean, why did this thing run aground?
Well, the rig is called the Kullok, and what happened was they were trying to tow it from Dutch Harbor, which is in the Aleutian Islands, down to Seattle for servicing, and they hit really bad weather. It's a long voyage. It's 3 or 4 weeks. They can't forecast that far ahead, so they didn't really know what to expect out in the sea, and they hit near hurricane-force winds, huge, 70-foot waves. I mean, it was really, really bad weather. The tow rope got disconnected one way or the other. They don't know exactly how. The tugboats then ran into trouble that were trying to help it. It was adrift for a while. They had it back under control for a little while. But then in the end, they realized that the towboats were being towed into the rocks. They let it go. It went into the rocks. And that's kind of where we are right now.
In the few seconds we have left, I mean, there's a huge international competition to try and drill up there in the Arctic. How big a blow is this to Shell?
This could be a big setback for Shell, depending upon whether they can either repair this or replace this. They're hoping to be back next summer to finally get some of those holes drilled. And it's not at all clear at this point whether they'll be able to do that.
All right. NPR's Richard Harris, thanks for coming in.
Sure.
He was updating us on an oil drilling rig that has run aground in the Gulf of Alaska.